This is your Paragon News update for September 14th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. A two-vehicle accident on State Highway 6 west of Elk City sent a man to the hospital early Monday night, according to the accident report provided by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. The mishap occurred 6 miles west of Elk City on State Highway 6 at the intersection of the highway and County Road 1900. When while stopped at the stop sign on the county road, the 2011 GMC truck driven by 60-year-old John Wesley Essery of Texola was hit from behind by a 2011 Chevy truck driven by Wilson Wesley Essery, also from Texoma. As a result of the accident, the younger Essery was transported to Great Plains Regional Medical Center in Elk City and admitted with a leg injury last listed to be in stable condition. John Essery was not injured in the crash. The building formerly occupied by Kmart in Clinton has sold, according to a report by the Clinton Daily News. Sutherland Lumber and Home Center has purchased the property, paying $1.6 million for the 96,000 square feet building. Sutherland Lumber Company is based in Kansas City, Missouri, and currently operates 49 home improvement stores in 13 states. Its local building supply and hardware stores range in size from small lumber yards to large 140,000-plus square foot warehouse stores. Sutherland has stores in Tulsa, Bixby, and Lawton, as well in the states of Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Kansas, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio. No timeline of if and when a store would occupy and open at the old Kmart site. The building has been vacant since Kmart decided to close the Clinton store in December of 2019. The Elk City School District is using federal stimulus money allotted to the school system for school improvements. One interesting project the school is investing in is an air quality system that is currently being installed at all building sites. Superintendent Mike Sparks said this is a system that was installed at the previous school system he worked for and claims it did help prevent sickness within students.
I did see less sickness within the school, especially concerning colds, allergies, you know, the different things. And so with COVID on everyone's mind, that's a step that I think we can take as a district to try to help with our air quality. And I do believe that it worked last year. It helped with a lot of common illnesses in my school. And so we were able to take some of that federal stimulus money and put that to good use.
Sparks said the system has been installed at the elementary school and the daycare. He said the system is currently being installed at the intermediate school, and once completed there, installation will take place at both the middle and high school sites. Sparks also says the school district has plans for the Susan Powell Fine Arts Center.
We've got people coming and looking at our Susan Powell Center. We're going to be making some improvements there and changing the seating where there are rows in and out, putting new seating in. We're looking at new lighting, new flooring, and being able to use that facility again, not only for our middle school kids, but also have that available to our community once those renovations are complete. So we're excited about moving forward and being able to renovate that facility and then open that back up to our public.
Sparks said that project also qualifies to be funded by federal stimulus dollars. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $70.69. That's up 24 cents. Brent crude at $73.81. That's up 30 cents. Natural gas is up a nickel at $5.29. Recapping our top story, a two-car accident on State Highway 6 hospitalizes a Texola man. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 14th. 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your farm.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.